It's the weekday wake up on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur, heading into this hour's guest interview segment this morning. And Lower Valley Energy CEO Jim Webb is in studio. Good morning, Jim. How's life today?
Good morning, Duke. It's going great. It's good to see you.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time being in studio today. I was at a recent commission meeting that you were part of and made a request to the commission for in regards to a proposal for solar power through Lower Valley Energy. And this appears to be a kind of a new development for LVE. So take us back to the beginning, Jim, and tell us where this proposal came from and why Lower Valley Energy is looking at solar right now.
Okay. So we've been playing with the idea of doing a community solar project for a couple of years. And we're partners with Energy Conservation Works in Jackson, ECW. And there's a lot of money available to do things like community solar. So we wanted to take advantage of that. And so we did a survey of our members, and we had overwhelming support of people that would like to participate in it. So we've been taking a deeper dive, looking at sites, trying to line out some of the federal money that's available and try to make it a viable project.
Now, explain further what you mean by participate in it. These are customers that want the solar energy to their home?
Right. So this would be a community solar project is a project that customers would subscribe to. So we would have a buy-in fee, so to speak, and they would pay a little bit of money, and then they would be a share of that project. And then whatever it produces, they would get a credit each month. So it's like if you did solar on your own roof, whatever it produces, that would offset your bill. This is getting the efficiencies of doing it together as a group. So working together, we can be more efficient, do a bigger project, and we're looking at a 1 megawatt project. And get the efficiencies of doing it in one place all together. It can be well maintained because we would be watching it, keeping it operational and those kind of things. So we could kind of both maximize the output, keep the cost down, and let people subscribe to it.
Okay, sounds good. So it sounds like you're still in the pretty early going phases of this project. What land sites are you currently considering or looking
at? We're looking at several sites. One that we think would be good, we've been talking to Lincoln County about the landfill site, and they've got some property that's adjacent to the landfill.
And just to clarify, this is the Thane landfill.
Thane landfill,
yes.
Thank you. So, yeah, that we think would be a good site. It's kind of, you know, there's no neighbors that it would bother as far as a visual. We've got lines that go right by there. So we think it's a good site that's already been disturbed. So in a way, it's kind of recycling land, which is kind of cool. So we're doing a renewable energy project on recycled land. So we just think that's a cool fit to do it together in a great location. So hopefully that will work out. If not, we've been talking to the town of Jackson about at their sewer treatment plant. They've already got about 800 kW of kilowatts of solar there, where they've got enough land that we might be able to do this project there. So we've been talking to them about the legalities of, could we lease that and do it there, or is that even legal? So we've talked to them. But basically what we need for the 1 megawatt is about 5 acres. So if anyone out there has 5 acres they want to work with us, they can contact us. But those are our two primary sites that we're looking at right now. We've looked at sites since we serve in Idaho, and our one condition that we want it to be in our service territory. So we've looked over in Wayan and had a potential site there on private ground. But it turns out that Caribou County's kind of has an ordinance against commercial solar in the county, so we can't do that one. So we're back to our two primary sites, but we're confident that we'll find a site. And the nice thing, like I said, there's a lot of federal money and grant money that we can get right now. Like to take advantage of that for our customers, get a share of that and deploy it here, and that will keep the overall cost of the project down. Another kind of interesting or fun thing, exciting thing that we want to do with this solar community solar project is we want to set aside a certain amount of it for low-income people and those that might have trouble paying their bills so that they can participate in it and somehow make it available to them at a lower cost, or others that participate in it might want to donate to allow them. So that, and that helps with the federal money. If we set aside a certain amount of it for low-income people. And so we're hoping to do that. I'm excited about that part. Yeah. And it's clean energy, and it helps us all from the standpoint of Lower Valley is allocated a portion of the BPA system, the Bonneville Power Administration. But anything above that, we call that tier two power. We have to buy in the market. The market right now is extremely expensive. BPA is low cost, and it's not expensive. The tier two power is very expensive for a lot of reasons. We're taking out power plants. We have shortages. The demand is growing. And so that power is very expensive. If we can do this project, that's one less megawatt that Lower Valley has to buy on the market. So it really benefits us all if we can do these kind of projects locally.
Gotcha. Because I think that's a question a lot of people are going to be asking, whether they subscribe, I don't know if that's the right word, subscribe to this this power or not. Is it going to increase or affect what people are paying for the owners of Lower Valley Energy and the customers?
Right. And actually, it will save everybody money. It's a benefit to all of us. So the less of the tier two power that we have to buy, we all benefit from that. And that's why things like, you see us do a lot of conservation, help people with, we've got incentives to help people conserve. That way we buy less tier two market power, and we all benefit from that. And it keeps our costs, overall package for all of our power, less expensive.
Jim Webb, CEO of Lower Valley Energy, in studio this morning. One question, Jim, that I think people might be asking themselves right now is, solar's not as dependable as some of the natural resource energy that we see around the nation, and there's kind of a little political rift there, if you will. What's your response to that, and why, I mean, as far as Lower Valley implementing the solar energy?
Right. So, in my opinion, we need to do all of the above. So we need to do renewables. We need to use our traditional resources. Nuclear is a good option. Luckily, most of Lower Valley's energy is hydro-based, and that's a good thing. But I think really the answer to the future is all of the above. Everything is being converted to electric. You know, more and more cars are electric. A lot of appliances that traditionally haven't been electric are being encouraged to convert to electric. So the demand is growing, and we have to meet that demand. But because we try to look at all of the above and we try to keep our costs down, Lower Valley has, of all the 812 electric co-ops in the country, we have the lowest residential rates. And that's always been my goal, to protect that and to keep that low. So I'm not going to do something that's going to drive our cost up and make it more expensive. But I do have to look at things, ways that I can prevent buying more expensive power, kind of blend things together, keep our costs down, leverage our members' assets to be a leader in low cost, but also environmentally friendly when we can, and kind of meet all of the above and do the best job we can, along with reliability and trying to keep the power on all the time. Obviously, we serve gas too. We're building a new pipeline right now. So, you know, we are using fossil fuels. We're bringing in more natural gas. And I think in a community like ours, you have to use all of the above. You can't put all of your eggs in one basket, just electric. As cold as it is here and as isolated as we are, we have to be careful not to do that and kind of diversify our energy needs. And that's kind of my goal, to do that.
CEO Jim Webb, Lower Valley Energy. Jim, appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Yeah, great. It's good talking to you, Duke.
It's all
Thanks.
Part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.